South of Baghdad, hundreds of thousands of Shiite Muslims are streaming into the holy city of Karbala for a major Shiite Muslim holiday, El Arba'een. The city was quiet today after fighting this week between radical Shiite militias and Polish and Bulgarian troops. The firebrand cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who has called on Iraqis to expel the Americans, has promised to hold off attacks during this weekend's observances. NPR's Anne Garrels joins me now from Karbala. Annie, describe the scene there now.
Cheryl, the city is packed with pilgrims from all over Iraq as well as Iran. And as is the custom, many have actually walked here. Some came barefoot. Mainly men, they travel in groups carrying the distinctive red, black, and green Shiite flags. And they beat their chests in memory of the Shiite martyr Hussein, who was killed here in the 7th century. Arba'een marks the end of the 40-day mourning period of his death. On the roads, charity organizations and religious groups have set up tents where the pilgrims get free food and a place to sleep. And this is a very emotional holiday, all the more so since Shiite Muslims draw a parallel between the martyrdom of Hussein and their current situation with foreign troops occupying their country. Volunteers are spraying the overheated and emotional groups with rose water. And now, while there are estimated to be well over a million here, there are not as many pilgrims as you would normally expect. People are scared. They're scared there's going to be a repeat of what happened here just a month ago when suicide bombers killed many here. And they're also afraid that despite Sadr's promises, there could still be clashes.
Well, who is in control there now?
It's a good question. Basically, several different Shiite groups. They're manning checkpoints on the roads into the city. All car traffic has been banned. The most prominent and only armed men are those associated with Muqtada Sadr. The Iraqi police appeared on the streets for the first time in days tonight, but were told by the militias they weren't wanted and they left. It's pretty tense. The Polish and Bulgarian troops are hunkered down. They've sealed off all roads leading to their headquarters and the main offices of the occupation authorities. The U.S. has said it will take a passive position right now so as not to endanger the millions gathering here. But everyone expects the U.S.-led forces to crack down on Muqtada Sadr once this holiday is over.
Well, are you sensing support there for Muqtada al-Sadr and his radical message?
You know, not as much as I anticipated. There is support. It's hard to say exactly how much, and it comes definitely from young, poor, uneducated men. They make up his most devoted followers. But many of the people I've spoken to here are scared of him, and they're scared to speak openly about their fears. They call Sadr's militia thugs. There was one telling moment on the road in. At one of the tents along the way, I was welcomed until a Sadr militiaman ordered me away. The other Iraqis there were embarrassed and quietly apologized, but they didn't dare openly defy Sadr's people. One man told me Sadr is as dictatorial as Saddam Hussein. And many here quietly resent the violence Sadr has sparked. Shops and schools have had to close. Business is bad. But Iraqis are confused as to how to deal with him. They generally believe the U.S. has made the situation worse by cornering Sadr when officials closed down his newspaper and issued an arrest warrant for him. They say they don't see any good solution. They don't think that the U.S. can maintain security, and they're afraid that if they try and take out Muqtada Sadr, the militias will become more popular, possibly, and that many more people may be persuaded to join him, and that there will be more innocent victims.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Anne.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels from Karbala.